You're not happy, Doc, are you? You're not happy, Doc? You're not happy? They used to be your biggest rivals once. Now it's the Giants.
I think we're the last out winners there. They might be our bunnies at the moment.
There's the Giants. It's Giants and Melbourne now, Doc.
Is it?
They're the big. That's the big rivalry, Paul Roos said. Not Collingwood anymore. It's the Giants and Melbourne.
Well, he can't remember what happened on Queen's Birthday last year. I mean, Queen's Birthday's, even in Melbourne's dim, dark days, they were always good games and big crowds. So I refute that.
And the Collingwood Football Club's kept your club alive for all those years by giving you that game.
No, they did. That's right. And they allow us to breathe the same air that
I know
they do,
Doc.
It's a wonderful gesture.
Without Collingwood, there'd be no Melbourne.
I beg your pardon.
Without Collingwood, there'd be no Melbourne. Because on that Queen's Birthday, it's only the Collingwood supporters going on there.
You're just going to sit here and insult me all morning?
That has kept Melbourne Football Club alive.
Better things to do with my time.
Well, don't forget, you and your brother tried to merge the Melbourne Football Club with the Hawthorn Football Club. So in actual fact, you didn't want a Melbourne Football Club. You wanted a Hawthorn Melbourne Football Club.
But at least we never turned our back on the club like you did.
I never turned my back on the club.
Yes, you did, Kevin. Yes, you did.
The club turned its back on me.
And you know what? I don't blame them. I don't blame them one moment.
It's Collingwood's membership day today.
It is.
And
they don't need members. What do they need a members
day
for?
Well, we're going to find out because Hawthorn and Richmond are coming hard at Collingwood.
3 million of the bastards out
there, Kevin. We're coming hard at Collingwood. And this year, 2016, Richmond may have more members than the Collingwood Football Club if Gary Peart can't drum up some business today. G'day, Gary.
G'day, KB.
Do you know Richmond's already, I think we're 85,000 members, I think we've got at the moment?
Well, that figure seems to keep on moving each day. But I think Hawthorn, Richmond and Collingwood are all pretty well neck and neck, which is fantastic. Just before we have the first game, they're all just sitting under about 70,000 members, and it's great to see that sort of build up for the season.
It's hard, though, for you to stimulate a membership drive in a way, isn't it? Because, I mean, what other message can you sell other than we're a great club, get on board? I mean, it's the same.
Well, I think all the clubs are selling the excitement of the season about to start and all the young recruits and what are the possibilities. And everyone can predict what every team's going to do. And, that, you know, I sit here listening to SEN every day and everyone's predicting who's going to be in the eight or who's going to win particular games. The reality is we don't know. But every team's at an exciting point right at the moment, whether it's Melbourne, whether it's Richmond. And we're all in the same place on the ladder. And when we're talking to our members, what we're saying is get on board now, be part of the whole season. Don't wait until you know you're going to be in the finals. We've got 7,000 new members that have gone, I want to be part of it. We want to see probably another 5,000 or 6,000 new members come on board and hit that 70,000 mark before we start the season.
Wouldn't one of your important targets be members who haven't renewed from previous 2 or 3 years? That would be a real target for you, wouldn't
it? Yeah, we always look at that. So we look at them. There's a lot of members that have signed up every year for 30 or 40 years, and there's also a percentage that move, and sometimes they can ebb and flow depending on how the team's performing, or there's other reasons. They might move interstate, or, you know, there might be specific reasons. But we've got a big team, we've got a big call centre that's talking to every single one of those members who hasn't signed up to find out if they've got a problem. We work through it. The call centre's open today. Like I said, we've got a dozen people there to chat to our members. And again, our target this year is 80,000. So, that's a huge number even in world sport.
Eddie on the phones today, is he?
No, but I can tell you now there was a few weeks ago where he was walking through the office and just picked up the phone to a couple of members who were trying to convince to sign up. And after the first 5 minutes, we had to convince him it actually was Eddie Maguire. He had 100% strike rate, so we might have to get him back in the call centre.
A lot of SMSs also just want to remind you, Doc, that don't forget Collingwood gave you Gosh's Paddock to train on as well.
Now, we're eternally grateful for everything Collingwood does for Melbourne, Kevin. It just really our existence, just being able to breathe and walk around the streets in a free society, we put that down to Collingwood, and we'll be eternally grateful for that, Kevin.
So Gary Peart has joined us, Collingwood CEO. So Gary, a club as big as Collingwood, do you find that there are some sponsors out there who, what you're saying is, at the moment they may want to sign up with Collingwood Football Club or another football club, but they're very wary at the moment. I mean, would there be sponsors out there you could sign up if we had a better image?
Oh, look, I think every sponsor that is currently in the system is mindful of the overall behaviour and the culture and the brand alignment. So what they do is they align their brand, say, with the Collingwood Football Club or the Richmond Football Club, and that brand alignment has to reflect their brand. And so they're watching, and we are, football clubs are relatively small business, but they're some of the most high-profile small businesses in Australia. Mm. And so it's a big decision that they've got to make, and this is part of the conversations that we have. And it's right across the board. Any sort of behaviour, the players or the club, and the publicity that gets, that's taken into consideration.
We'll take a quick break. Gary Peart has joined us. It's Collingwood's membership day today. If you want to become a Magpie, 1300 MAGPIE to join now. And, of course, you can actually win that ultimate Collingwood coaching experience. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get behind the scenes at the club with the Collingwood coaches. All you have to do is simply join by March 31.
On 1116 SEN, hungry for sport with Kevin Bartlett. Belinda Forklifts, material handling equipment experts for Australian businesses.
Welcome back. It's 25 minutes past 11. Gary Peart has joined us along with Dr. Turf with all thanks to All Over Bins, all sizes all over town. Go to alloverbins.com.au. It's Collingwood Membership Day today. 1300 MAGPIE to join now. Gary Peart has joined us. Gary, what about women in sport, and in particular women in AFL football? I keep reading all the time that there's going to be an 8-team competition. Is Collingwood interested in having a team?
Yeah, absolutely. And we just talked earlier about this whole brand alignment with sponsors. And one of the big factors here is that we desperately want to be part of this big growth area in AFL football, which is women playing the game, coaching, administration, critical part of the club. So 3 or 4 years ago, when we designed the glass house, the new facility, the new change rooms, we designed it with this in mind. So we're ready. We could start a team tomorrow. Change rooms, gym areas, office space, a ground to play. We're already in discussions with players and coaches, and we'll be letting the AFL know that we're very keen for a licence and we want to play a role in promoting this area of the sport. As I said, one of the fastest growing areas of AFL participation around Australia.
Well, I know I've heard Eddie speak many times talking about having that foresight that women in sport is going to be huge. And I think, Doc, you've got a couple of daughters who play football, and just seeing some of the numbers that you read in the press, how many teams have sprung up with girls playing football, is quite incredible.
Now, their comp is vibrant, and increasing number of teams every year. It's just terrific to watch.
Mm. And I think it's right across the board. I think one of the great things about our game in recent times is we have women on the commission. We have women on boards. We have more women within the executive. I know the staff at Collingwood is more than 50% women. And now to be actually having the opportunity, probably the only area was players at an AFL team, and now we're going to have women playing the game, coaching, being the administrators, coming through. And I think it's a fantastic, exciting growth area. And this whole the supporters and members and sponsors of the Collingwood Football Club are constantly telling us we want more diversity, we want more women involved at all levels of the club and the industry, and we want to play a role in and being a key driver of that.
Well, for Magpie fans signing up today, 1300 MAGPIE, join now. Are you going to play finals?
Well, this year, well, doesn't really matter what I think, but the players and coaches definitely think that that's their target, that they've certainly got the talent in the team, and they believe they're going to be back in the finals. We've been out the last couple of years, and their excitement and belief in that is the most important thing. So I'm backing them in.
We've got that first game against Sydney. There's a bit of heartburn between Collingwood and Sydney, both on the field and off the field.
Oh, not really. We're more than happy to play at the SCG. We actually quite enjoy the ground. But the fact that they changed the ground after it had been fixtured and all our supporters organised to travel up and stay right by ANZ Stadium, which is a long, long way out of Sydney Centre, and then Sydney changed the game without even telling us. And it wasn't that long ago that Sydney were calling up Collingwood saying, our supporters won't come along and they're not filling up the stadium. Can you encourage your Collingwood supporters to come along? Which, of course, they did. And now, all of a sudden, in this circumstance, they were taken for granted. That was the point that we made.
I read today also that in the VFL, Collingwood was put forward that if you kick 120 points or you double the score of the opposition, that you should get an extra premiership point. Got knocked on the head.
Well, I think that was just as part of conversations with the AFL, and Gillon McLachlan's been a key driver of this, is to say, what do we want the game to look like? And we want it to be high scoring and free moving and exciting to come along and watch. And, you know, then you get the big crowds and it's far more enjoyable. So it was just an extension out of that, just another idea to throw up.
Yeah, Super Rugby did that, didn't they?
Yes.
Did it work for them?
Well, I don't follow rugby as closely as what you do.
No, I don't follow rugby.
But it certainly worked in basketball with a three-pointer, didn't it? That was the idea of basketball, the, you know, more scoring.
Well, the Shield's done it as well, really, hasn't it? The Sheffield Shield.
Sheffield Shield has done that as well.
Bonus points and so forth.
Adam Treloar, you pinched him from Richmond. We know that. Is he going to play on the weekend? Has he got a crook groin? He went off at training and hobbled down the race. Is he okay?
Well, he's physically very good. And from an intelligence point of view, that was one of the reasons why we wanted to get him. And I know he got to sit down with Richmond and Collingwood and weigh up the both clubs. And the fact that he made that choice as James Aish and, of course, Jeremy Howell did at the same time, I think was a really exciting commitment to Bucks and the program. And Adam Treloar, from the day he's walked into the place, has been everything that we hoped. Physically and as a team member, he's certainly going to be a great player, and he'll be fit for the weekend. This time of the year, if anyone sort of holds any part of their body in the pre-season, we tend to run around and get quite worried about it. But he'll be set ready to go.
How is Howie's finger? Do you test him for traces of frisbee just to make sure he's following protocols?
Well, he's probably missed more of his training because
you
of
don't
his,
believe that, Doc, do you?
Because of his foot.
But in all honesty, I wouldn't embarrass Gary, but that's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
No, quite the opposite. We researched it.
Barmy said he spoke to him, and he looked yeah. him. He looked him straight in the eye and said that his bulldog crushed his finger when he went to pick up his frisbee. So that was good enough for Barmy.
After he dropped a catch at cricket.
No one could lie to Barmy. You know that face as it's looking at.
Hey, he lies to him every Friday. What are you talking about?
Gary, thanks for joining us today. Good luck for the season. Everyone likes to see Collingwood involved in the competition, Doc, don't they? We like to beat Collingwood. Everyone loves to beat Collingwood, but Collingwood is such an important part of the competition. And we say to everyone, you've got this great competition going as well. If you sign up before March 31, 1300 Magpie to join now, or you can go to membership.collingwoodfc.com.au. And you've got this Collingwood Coaches Experience. Is that sitting in the coaching box on game day?
Yeah, so anyone that signed up as a member by that date, into the running to be out there with the coaches, helping them with a training session in the box, in the list management meetings.
If I join,
you will literally be part of the coaching team. I think it's more likely going to be a Collingwood supporter that wins that as a Collingwood member. But a great experience. Okay. What we want to do is we are the...
Not just sitting in the box.
No. It's a whole series of things. And
selection?
What we're saying, yeah, they'll be part of the selection conversation.
How good's that?
And what we're saying, we're the members club. So we want to look for every opportunity to connect and bring our members into the inner sanctum and see how it works. So this experience that one member's going to have will then film it and broadcast it so people can actually see behind the scenes. So a lot of people very excited about the possibility.
Can't just leave it with